The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea to call me whatever it is that's on your mind. One of the nice things about the program is we really don't do topics per se. We have over the years, but they're quite often either we've got a sponsor, for example, who wants to give away free dinners, and so we sort of do it. Call in and tell me who in your life deserves a free meal. But in general, that isn't what we do. In general, what we do is talk about whatever's going on in the world, including your life, what's going on in your town, if it makes the news, what's going on in the world. We tend to stay away from election topics per se just because they're so covered with everybody else, unless there's something that is generic and it's not going to get me in serious jeopardy to talk about it. Someone said, Joy, people don't listen to your program to hear about politics. So if you take a stance and they agree with you, it doesn't make any difference. That's still not what they listen for. And if they disagree with you, you're going to lose a listener, even though that's not what your program is about. So I took that advice to heart and stay away from politics in general. I get interviewed on other people's program about politics. And that and even when I do that, it's really from a psychological perspective. One of the fascinating things about this election, last Tuesday, I think it was in Ohio, that they did a voter poll of people coming out, and two-thirds of the Republican of people who said that they were registered Republicans were upset with the party. I think the word was fed up. But didn't take it on as an issue. So what I thought we would talk about for a moment today, but again, you're always welcome. What we do is we do emails, if you're feeling for some reason that you can't call in, email is a way to get in touch with me. The limitations of an email are severalfold. First of all, I can't ask, there's no two-way discussion about it, because you'll tell me something and then I'll respond to it, and I have to fill in the blanks. And sometimes there are a lot of blanks to fill in, which means that the information that I give you isn't perhaps as accurate or as specific as either of us would like. But it's certainly better than nothing. We give you an opportunity to be a program director, which means people will say, will you talk about this particular subject? So it doesn't necessarily come out of a direct issue in their life, or at least a direct predicament. It's not a specific question. It's, can you talk about this in general? What we do is we put up, you can also send me a question on Facebook, but that functions the same as an email. What we'll do is either Manny or Jacob or Blake or I will sort of bump up something and we'll think, oh, gee, this would be interesting to see what other people think about it, and we'll put it up on Facebook. But you've been here. Within that context, the thing that gives me the most information to be able to help you is the phone call, just because I can then ask you a question. And the guys will tell you that one of the things that I believe in very strongly is that most people don't have exactly – you guys are unusually good, admittedly. You're very you're very specific with me often about saying, here's my question, because it's something, it's part of a technique that I've evolved about getting all of us on the same page. But even then, quite often the question isn't really the issue. So that two-way interaction is incredibly helpful for me. So having said that, first of all, I will just tell you that, as predicted, Jungle Book was number one again. I mean, it's a terrific flick. I mean, it really is. As I mentioned to you, someone said to me, is it animation? Because a lot of us remember the Jungle Book cartoon. I said, no, it's not animation. It's kind of CGI, which is computer-generated images. But what it really is magic. And I was talking with some friends over the weekend about it and said, the problem is that it's raised the bar so high that seeing some of the ordinary kind of little cartoons that are out just seem a waste of time, which apparently is what the viewing public decided as well. So Jungle Book was number one again. And if you haven't seen it, it's worth seeing in a theater. You may want to get it for your own collection. And when it comes out on DVD, I'm sure it will do exceptionally well. But it's fun to see it in a big theater. It is something you can't take really young kids to it because there's stuff that some of the imagery is really just too scary because the animals are so lifelike. But it's really a wonderful film, and it's a great family film. So it will probably, although Captain America comes out this week, so Captain America is probably going to cage Jungle Book. But that's okay. It's had, 4 weeks or something. But one of the things that we've got Star Trek, another Star Trek coming out, I think, eventually. But I'm trying to remember exactly why we started. Oh, I know, because I saw a documentary about Leonard Nimoy, which was done by, it's called Love Spock. And Tribeca, that's the genesis for this, is that his son put out a documentary about his dad. And there was a whole lot of stuff I didn't know, which is the Live Long and Prosper is part of an ancient Jewish tradition, and Spock was Jewish, and he was the one who suggested to Gene Roddenberry that was what Spock should say. That was his greeting. It's a Hebrew letter, and he was the only person from the pilot that was kept over for the series. And as you know, the series wasn't all that popular. It really made its bones in reruns, number one, and then with the movies. And Leonard Nimoy directed several of the more successful Star Trek episodes as well as some other things. Okay, so because we were talking about that, hopefully we won't have a whole hour or 45 minutes or 30 minutes or even 10 minutes of people saying Spock, 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 Spock. But so we thought we'd give people an opportunity to talk about who their favorite Star Trek character was and why. And just as I think Spock is... I thought Spock was great. I suppose partially because of the ears, partially because he was logical. So hopefully... Manny, did you have a special, a favorite Star Trek character?
Oh, yeah.
All right, who was yours?
Easily Jean-Luc Picard.
Aha!
Yep.
Aha.
With a bullet.
So why was he your fave?
Well, because that was the one... That was the Star Trek show that I watched growing up as a kid. Because it was the late 80s when it started, and I was much too young to start watching it when it first came out, but when I got to be about 9 or 10 years old, it was towards the end of the show's run, and then I used to watch some of the older episodes, and
that one did much better than the original Star Trek, because I think the original Star Trek was only on for like 3 seasons or something, and that one was on for 6 or 7?
I think it was 7, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, I've seen him in a couple of Patrick Stewart in a couple of Broadway productions, and he's incredibly charismatic in person.
Yeah,
and he's did all right.
He's one of my favorite actors. I mean, it sort of stems from being in Star Trek, but then he's carried on. He's in the X-Men movies and all that.
Yep.
So, yeah, he's pretty good at what he
also
does.
Yeah, he does the one-man Christmas Carol, too, where he plays all the parts.
Yeah.
And that's an extraordinary experience. Hopefully it'll come to Minneapolis. It probably will come to Minneapolis at some point. All right, so that's yours. I'm of the original Star Trek, and I liked McCoy, but I was probably a Spock fan. But I also liked Ringo. You know, because there's something about kind of nerdy guys that appeal. I mean, I was a nerd. I had a slide rule. What can I tell you? Let's see what other people felt about their favorite Star Trek character.
Omar says Dr. McCoy because he is a talented doctor, but he always acted his best under pressure. But at times he was able to have a soft spot for Mr. Spock and Captain Kirk and cared about everyone on the ship.
That's a really good choice, a really interesting choice. And in the movie, they talk about that Spock really tried to kind of officiate between the two of them. Interesting choice. All righty, 855-993-7569. We're going to go where lots of people have gone before to figure out Brave New World. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims, we just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Mother's Day is this week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is this week, and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's ProFlowers.com. Secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Ready, 855-993-7569. Well, we're talking about Star Trek and who your favorite character is and why. So what do we got?
Allison says, Picard. He gets the job done. He should be our next president.
I think he has to be an American citizen, and he's a Brit, but works for me. And he's cute. And he has great diction. Okay.
Joseph says, Avery Brooks does a great job. Yeah, that's Avery Brooks played Benjamin Sisko in
all right, you guys are doing
nine.
Yeah, the second, the not the original, but okay.
Robert says James Tiberius Kirk. He didn't delegate others to go to the planet like Picard, and he always seemed to get the woman, no matter the species. He was kind of like the James Bond of outer space.
Well, that's a good point. Good point. And had kind of a gleam in his eye. It was interesting to hear Nimoy talk about the difference between the guy who was in the pilot, who was a very competent actor, and the new Captain Kirk. And he said that the new Captain Kirk just had a little, you could play with him a little bit more, that he was not quite as serious. Picard was more serious than Kirk, don't you think?
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah. And he's right. I mean, he didn't James T. was always off to see new planets. He was curious. No delegation here.
Margaret says, Captain James T. Kirk, charming, smart, cunning, funny, and handsome.
There you go. There you go. Well, he should hear all this.
William, are you listening?
Yeah, truly. He does have, I think his sense of humor has been what is, he did a solo album of songs, which apparently didn't do all that well, but I think his sense of humor has really kept him around. I'm trying to remember what he was just in where he was, he wasn't in The Hunger Games. What was he in? He was in something recently where he was making fun of himself. Can't remember exactly what it was. It'll occur. Well, I can Google him. You keep going. I'll Google him.
Elaine says, Mr. Spock, he was fascinating and so unpredictable.
There you go. He would not have said he was unpredictable. He would have said that he was absolutely, that he was quite logical.
Jennifer says, tough one. I'd have to say a tie between Kirk and Spock. Kirk was the finest, bravest, toughest leader. And not to mention Shatner, actually, a very fine actor with Shakespearean timing. Spock was a great inspiration in my life for always taking a logical approach, despite our reactions. He encouraged response rather than reaction. I especially admire Nimoy's approach to enacting Spock's character. He said his internal motivation was not to act as if he had emotions, but to act as if he was full of very deep and intense emotions, always trying to prevent them from coming to the surface. And that is why Spock had magic. Excellent, both of them. Great question, Dr. Joy.
Well, thank you. And Leonard Nimoy talks about exactly that, is that Spock wasn't without emotion because he was half human, remember? But he was repressing, that he viewed his emotions as the enemy, that they were illogical, that they would mislead him. So I think you're right on the money, and I think Leonard Nimoy would absolutely agree with you about that.
Okay, keep going. Leah says, Spock, intelligent and funny at times.
Okay.
Wendy says, Uhura, strong, independent woman, not afraid to speak her mind, and was heard by all.
That's a good point. And she is actually in the documentary as well. She's aged gorgeously. I mean, she's a very attractive woman, which is really nice. I mean, I suppose it's really interesting to see people because, that show was not a hit. It didn't have particularly good ratings. It found its audience, number one, in syndication, and second of all, in the movies.
Right,
keep going.
Fifi says, William Shatner, because he's Canadian like me.
There you go. There you go. Apparently, William Shatner was in Miss Congeniality.
Okay.
I remembered him being a judge for something. All right, keep going.
Connie says Captain Kirk because he was so handsome. Don says Worf, so much range. So much rage. That makes more sense. So much rage.
Yeah.
So misunderstood, alone in a universe of trillions.
There you go. What about, nobody said Ricardo Montalban. Remember, what was his name in that one? Where in Cox, Croc's yelling at, trying to remember. Remember that it's the Wrath of Khan. It was Khan. He was Khan.
Mm-hmm.
Remember Ricardo Montalban?
Yeah.
It was the essence bad guy. And remember when they went to San Francisco, that they went back in time and they were dressed as gangsters?
Yeah, that was, which one was that? That was
Star Trek, like, 3 or 5 or something?
I think it might have been 3.
Yeah, because 4, I think, was the one with the whales.
Yeah.
And I think that's the one where Spock dies.
No, Spock dies in Star Trek 2, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it was the same one with Khan. I think it was
the one
the
Wrath
died.
Of Khan?
Yeah. And then...
Yeah.
Maybe Star Trek 4 is the one we're thinking of with the one that they go back to San Francisco. I have to look it up.
All right, you keep going. I'll see if I can find it.
Paul says Spock is the logical choice. nice touch there. Lisa says Q. I remember Q from the Picard ones, yeah.
Yep. And was he the one with the glasses?
No, he was... Q was the one with the... he was basically like a magician. Like, he could basically do whatever he wanted. He could take them and put them in a different time. He could take them in a different place, and he was
You're right. Star Trek II, Wrath of Khan, was when Spock died.
Yeah.
You're right. Do not cross Manny when it comes to Star Trek.
Esther says Captain Kirk because, well, Captain Kirk.
Because he's the captain. I think the other thing that got me started on this was that there is a... I went to see a display that is Tut. And I've seen Tut ones before, but this one is extraordinary in that you actually go through the tomb. It's very well done. It's by the same people who've done all the stuff in Discovery in Times Square, but it's not in Times Square. It's on 37th and 5th. So you have to climb up these stairs, and it turns out that they have another display, which is Saturday Night Live, but they've also got a Star Trek exhibit that is, I think, in 37th. And yesterday in the train, I suppose this was my other sort of subconscious reason for doing it today, is that there was a guy who was probably in his 30s with a Star Trek backpack. So there. What can I tell you? 855-993. Stay tuned. We'll stay in this galaxy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Kid, if something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Granger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Granger.com, new rotary encoder ordered on Granger's mobile app, a dozen splash goggles from the local Granger branch. What more could you want in life? Granger has over 1 million products for all our facility's needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289.
That's 1-800-945-9289.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I was talking about your favorite Star Trek character, and Manny did due diligence on the break. All right, you folks want to guess how old William Shatner is? My guess is he's probably made as much money from Expedia as from Star Trek. Maybe not quite. Maybe not as the movies, but all right, he's 85.
Wow.
Who knew, huh?
Yeah.
I don't think anybody would have guessed that. No. All righty. Maybe he's had some work done, whatever it is, good for him for staying looking very young, right?
Well, he's no stranger to time travel, so maybe he's...
Yeah, good point.
You know.
And monkey glands. And maybe one of those women from another species have had some beauty secrets that he has not shared with Spock. All right, what else?
Margaret says Spock because of Leonard Nimoy, and the character was different from anyone else on TV at the time.
Yeah, that's true. And apparently the ears were... I'm trying to remember the controversy about the ears. I think Spock didn't want them. And Gene Roddenberry said, no, you have to keep them. And so they made them... Apparently Spock had to do the most makeup of anybody. And so he talks about sort of getting there before anybody else and leaving after everybody else had already gone because they'd take the makeup off. It's an interesting documentary. It'll probably do very well. Okay, what else you got?
Haley says the Tribbles. I think I'm right. The Tribbles were my favorite because they were fuzzy and cute, and they sniffed out bad guys.
Well, the one I remember the most was the one where I think Frank Gorshin was in it. I can't believe I can remember that. And they had a deal where they had a war going on, a civil war going on, and that because the one group of people, their left side was black and their white side was white, and the other, the people with whom they were having the civil war, were mirror images. So their right side was black, and so it was. And I remember thinking that that was the parable, and that, I guess that was part of the point of Star Trek, is they really took on important issues of not only of the day, but of things like prejudice and war and all sorts of things. I don't think they ever took on gay marriage, but this was a while ago. But they did take on, they sort of had the idea that, you know, just kumbaya, can't we just all get together and get along? So they were really kind of both ahead of their time, literally, I suppose, and figuratively, and I think it's part of the enduring appeal, and also the cast members as well. Right, what else you got?
Nanette says, Spock, of course. I would have accepted him as he was. I always felt like everyone wanted him to be someone he was incapable of being.
That's an interesting notion. Why would you think that? That people, that Spock wanted, that William Shatner wanted him to be more emotional?
That's what it kind of seems like.
I guess.
Yeah.
Well, but I mean, that in and of itself is, you know, in our friends, right? And you certainly would argue that Kirk and Spock were friends, is that to a certain extent we want them to be like us, that we want our friends to reflect us, to, even though we may value them for the differences in them, that at some point we may really want them to be more like us because it kind of resonates with us. I mean, it's a good point. Right? I mean, and it certainly is part of what we're really talking about here, which is that they really took, under the guise of being science fiction, that they really took on some very this-worldly kind of issues and important kind of topics.
Right,
what else we got?
And then the last one here from Pauline, she says, Captain James T. Kirk, one with all the power, authority, and responsibility, and super sexy. Hands down, my absolute favorite.
All right, so it sounds like they're nearly evenly divided between Spock and Kirk, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, that's what it seems like, yeah.
Almost, I think if you count them out, they're probably within one vote of each other, but not positive that, because I'm kind of keeping track as we go along, but it would seem to me that they were pretty even. So, and people clearly like they like the authority of Kirk. They liked, I mean, it's an interesting kind of why people liked him. And you can see why Expedia wanted William Shatner. So there you go. All righty, 855-993-7569. All right, so if you've got something on your mind and you'd like to chat about it, all you need to do is give me a holler, and we'll sort of put you on the air as quickly as we can. So there you go. All right, 855-993-7569. As I mentioned, the best way to get in touch is always phone calls, but the sort of second best is either emailing me or, emailing is actually second best. So let's talk about some other kinds of emails, because Manny is the one who says, Joy, if you're getting emails, you have to answer them in a reasonable fashion. So I hear. All right. So we got an email for me today.
Yeah, we do. This one is from Cheryl, and she says, Dr. Joy, you've mentioned that the divorce rate among gays is high because they probably haven't grown up with expectations of their role in marriage.
No, I didn't say it. So I said it, I think it's going to be a growth industry.
Okay.
But I think I don't even know that we've got numbers out because gay marriage is so new, but I think that it's predictably going to be high, that gay divorce is going to be a growth industry. I don't think we have statistics yet to prove that it is or isn't, but I think it will be. I keep going. I just wanted to correct that.
Cheryl goes on to say, I have some male gay friends planning to marry. Can you give some advice on how they can best prepare for a successful marriage?
Absolutely. The first thing I would do is talk about that it's really important to talk about money ahead of time. In that it is the major cause historically of straight marriages, of that people just have different philosophies of how to spend money and what's important. And you run into problems because, and with gay marriage, you have, in theory, a different kind of setup in that in most straight marriages, the assumption, at least historically, has been at some point the woman will probably take at least a part-time rest from work and to have children. And obviously, a gay, when we're talking about either two men, in theory, and two women, both of them could take the time off to be pregnant. But the idea being that that you've got the assumption of two incomes, which may or may not be the case, but you need to figure out the flexible structure, which, as we've talked about before, quite often means that what you do is you take what at the time that you're getting married, time that you're getting engaged, you figure out what the total income between both of you is. Now, and it may be that one of you in school, it may be both of you in school. You also need to figure out debt that either of you have coming into the marriage and what either of you want to do about that. Unless both of you went to trade schools, at which point you both have jobs and no debt. That was just today's story. All right, so you figure out that assuming both of you are making the same amount of money, that you take all the expenses and divide them into two. And you pay all of those. I'm not one of those people who think that all of the money should be put in the same pool, because if one of you gets paid more, if one of you takes some time off, it will change the financial dynamic, and that needs to change the formula. So it makes much more sense to have each of you have a separate account, and then you have a joint account that pays things like the mortgage or rent. That each of you, if you want to have cars, if you want to have separate cars, one of you can have a clunker and one of you can have a Porsche. That you can do all sorts of things if you figure out ahead of time. One of you may be a saver, one of you may be a spender. So figuring out ahead of time, philosophy of money, what you do about debt, how you pay bills. And as I said, dumping all the money into the central pool may seem like a great idea, but it seldom holds up. Not to mention things like gifting and family and vacations and things like that. So if you have some discussion about this ahead of time, it is going to cause much less friction going forward. So number one is money. Number two, especially with gay relationships, which by definition, in heterosexual relationships, presumably fidelity is coin of the realm. Sometimes that needs to be addressed in gay relationships just so both of you are on the same page, because historically, because there wasn't marriage, some gay relationships were open in a way that heterosexual marriages were not. I know that there was the time in the 80s where people talked about open marriage, but by and large, most heterosexual marriages at least worked on the assumption, whether it was accurate or not, that there was fidelity involved. In gay marriages, both of you need to make sure that you're on the same page, whether you both ascribe to that or you don't ascribe to it, but you need to talk about it. Stay tuned, and we'll talk a little bit about some more of the issues about gay marriage that I think straight couples have historically talked about, or at least should have talked about, that gay couples need to talk about as well. Stay tuned. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop,
you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You've woke up to the deception. You understand how big government and corporations are controlling you.
Guess what? The trail goes even deeper.
When you want to learn the full truth, visit toolsforfreedom.com. We take you further into uncovering the conspiracy
than you've ever been before.
Click toolsforfreedom.com. Use coupon code radio to get a free DVD today. Or call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802.
toolsforfreedom.com.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I'm responding to an email from Cheryl. Cheryl, I have to tell you this funny story before I continue. I had a friend who's gay, and this is a large part of where my concern about gay marriage lies, is that I know these two have been friends of mine. I knew one of them much better than the other, and they've been married for now, I think, about maybe 3 years, maybe a little less than that, maybe like a little more than two. And the first year they just had such different schedules, they really didn't see each other very much. And then they relocated for his job, one of their jobs, and all of a sudden they're spending more time together and money's becoming an issue, because for the first year, one of them made all the money, so there weren't very many money issues. And now they're both making money, and the one who was supported is a little less generous than my friend would like him to be. They're actually both my friends, but one I've known longer. But what made me think about it is he was supposed to come up here over the weekend, and I was taking him to a play, but his husband flies for the airline. So my friend can fly standby for nothing, but he flies standby. So he texted me bright and early Sunday morning that said, I'm number 64 on the standby list. So he said, I'm going to Bogota. So I sent him a text later in the day and said, sorry, you couldn't come. Are you coming up tomorrow? He said, no, I'm in Bogota. And I thought he was kidding. But he could fly any place he wanted, so he just got on the first flight that was leaving to some place that he had the appropriate clothes for. And he did this really interesting thing, which never would have occurred to me. He said, while he was waiting in the airport to find for his plane, he Googled Bogota gay, or gay Bogota or something, found where there were nightclubs, where there were hotels, where there were restaurants, and then got a very inexpensive hotel. And I mean, it never would have occurred to me. So there are huge advantages, I think, to being gay. And as a group of politically, they are much better organized than anybody. But in terms of marriage, they could use a little help. All right, so the first two things I mentioned, in order of really of importance, I think, are money, number one. And I've actually sat down finally with my friends and said, okay, guys, this is how you have to think about it. Hopefully they'll still be my friends. He was actually on standby. So money is number one. And straight people should talk about it, too, and they don't. But it's really important, and especially number two is sex. Did you have an open relationship before you were married? Did the marriage vows change anything? Are the two of you, where is both of your involvement about fidelity and chastity? Number three, with children. I think most straight couples assume that they will have children. If not, they've presumably talked about it, especially if it's a second or third marriage for either of them. But it's an important thing for a gay couple to talk about, because gay adoption is much more of an issue than it used to be. So is surrogacy. So talking about children. Talking about holidays, where you spend holidays, because now all of a sudden you have two sets of families. And with gay marriage being more and more accepted, there are more and more parents that are accepting the fact that their children are gay. And so where do you spend holidays? What about parents visiting you or people living with you? How do you view the house? Is it a hotel for your friends? And these are really important things to talk about before the two of you commit to one another, because perfectly nice people can have very different opinions about what's the appropriate way to do things. And because straight society has had thousands of years to sort it out, in general, they don't do a great job, as you can hear from my program, about talking about everything. But there's usually at least some acknowledgement of some of these issues of, well, do we spend time? Because they go through a period of engagement. So during that period of engagement, we figure out about how we spend money. We figure out a little, although all of a sudden, when it's our money and he's buying me lavish gifts, I don't think it's quite so cute. When it was his money, that was fine. But at least that issue about, well, whose family did we go to on Thanksgiving, or whose do we go to on Christmas, or where do we go on the 4th of July? How the two of you like to vacation? How much alone time either of you need? And these are issues that are important to straight couples as well. But as I said, most straight couples go through a period of engagement and quite often living together. So they've sorted some of these things out with the idea of, we're building a basis for a long-term involvement, whereas gay couples have not necessarily, even though, who was I talking to? I was talking to somebody I had just met, and he said that they'd gotten married 3 years ago, but they'd been together for like 35 years. And so, but marriage does change things. The idea that all of a sudden the state is involved, it affects our taxes, it affects how we view each other. It affects our jewelry. So there are a whole lot of things that everybody should be talking about. And hopefully in 5 or 10 years, we won't be distinguishing between the issues that we need to talk about in gay marriage as opposed to straight marriage, because gay marriage will be so accepted. And we know that fewer and fewer people are getting married than ever before in terms of the straight community. The question is, what's going to happen in terms of the gay community? But what will be very interesting is to see how marriage changes, how whether gay marriage has different underpinnings to it than straight marriage. We just don't know at this moment. But my guess is that, as I have said sort of tongue-in-cheek, straights have made such a mess of marriage, we might as well let somebody else have a whack at it. And it's nice to see people who take marriage seriously enough at a time where there are fewer marriages than ever before in history that anybody's been keeping track of, that one group of people felt so strongly about it that they were willing to devote huge amounts of time and energy and money to saying, we want this option as well. So it's going to be very interesting to see exactly what happens. But, again, the issues that should be talked about between gays and straights are very similar. It's just that straight people either do it or don't do it, but have been taking the issue about marriage as part of their normal progression through their lives for thousands of years, as opposed to gays for the first time thinking about it as an option and what it means. And now that we have the right, what does it mean? Is it something I want to avail myself of? How is it going to change my outlook? How is it going to change my relationship? How is it going to change my habits? What is it that I'm giving up? What is it that I'm getting? So, again, that those questions have been part of the straight world as long as people have been falling in love and thinking about whether or not they want to get married. But for the gay community, it's a whole different issue, and it's going to be interesting to see exactly what happens over time with a whole group of people and seeing what is it that makes sense to them. Obviously, the notion of gay marriage was incredibly appealing, or people wouldn't have made such a big fuss about it. So hopefully that's been helpful, and have them call me if they need anything more than that. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
The show, no problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you'll ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.